1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 317. Sketch 496. Not the Nazis. Well then, folks, this is a surprising rarity amongst the recordings that we've done that aren't live, in that it's one of the 1,000 Nazi sketches that I've not had a part in writing.
Now, I think actually, having reminded myself from the first line, it's not quite a Nazi sketch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pleasing to learn for me, if no one else.
There will be no accents required. And Simon doesn't need to do his comical goose step or anything like that.
Comical.
Sorry, deadly serious and venerating goose step.
Okay, let's say Simon. Do you want to be Alvin?
Sure.
Simon,
Theodore.
Took you that long? How many episodes have taken you that to get to that?
Laura, you might be able to pronounce this, so you can be Berin.
Yeah.
And Rich, you can be Colin.
Colin Jameson.
Simon. Theodore.
Colin Sandwich.
Colin was the name of the dog in Space, one of the finest sitcoms of the late 90s.
Was indeed.
Good. Are you missing Colin the pub quiz, Simon?
I'm missing Space. It was one of my favourite shows.
I'll lend you my VHS.
I have it on DVD, so.
I have it on DVD.
La-di-da.
We all do. We all have DVDs of Space. It's fine. We've all got Jaffa
Cakes. You don't. You've burnt all your DVDs because they're too old now.
No, I have them all in a black case that doesn't get opened. Right. Is there another character?
No, that's it. Get through.
Fine. Ready when you are.
Okay. How about this one? Who is the worst painter ever? I say Bob Dylan.
Personally, I've got no time for Gauguin.
What about you, Colin? Who do you think is the worst painter ever?
Well, I mean, you could say that the person whose artistic failure has had the profoundest effect on the course of history...
Don't you dare!
What?
You're about to say Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler. I was going to say Adolf Hitler. What's the problem with that?
Nothing if you want to lose the debate.
Lose the debate and end the debate for us all, just as it was getting fun, you dick.
Well, if you don't agree with me, that's fine, but...
It's not about whether we think you're right or wrong, Colin. It's just about the fact you said Hitler.
You said Hitler, the debate ends, and you lose. Loser. Everybody knows those are the rules.
I see. So in these weird rules of debate, saying Hitler is a bit like the opposite of saying Mornington Crescent. I never knew that. Fine. If that debate's ended, what's up next?
I don't know. What was the most significant event in the 20th century?
Well, the most significant event, surely World War II.
You lose.
What? Why?
Hitler. I mean, World War II definitely counts as Hitler.
All right, then. How about World War I?
That led to Hitler. No Hitler without World War I.
Fine, the fall of the Berlin Wall then. That's after Hitler.
Berlin Wall, Cold War, fallout from the division of Europe. You might as well just stick your finger under your nose and run around the room shouting Schwarzwalder Kirsch Torten Raus. That debate's finished with a crushing victory for Colin.
All right. Next topic. You get to pick, I think, Colin.
Okay. How about... Which early 20th century figure fathered a German force of nature which began by sweeping all before it, but was eventually defeated, widely detested, and increasingly parodied around the globe?
Come on, Colin. That's a bit of a leading question. Hardly fair.
Debate is as debate does, Berwin. There's not much I can do about that.
What the hell does that mean?
Just answer the question.
Fine. Actually, I can't think of anyone who fits that description.
Hitler mentioned through implicit omission here, I think. You lose. Alvin, fancy a go?
Boris Becker's dad?
Oh, good answer. So again, it's a pity he's not here, because this comes from a little window of time. It's lasted about 6 weeks, where Dan thought that the phrase Boris Becker's dad was the funniest thing ever. I witnessed him sitting in a sofa and laughing about it for 90 minutes straight. And then he put it in like two different sketches just at the end. It's like, ah, there's no punchline, Boris Becker's dad. It's around the same time as Tumnus on a Luge.
Which, okay.
I think a couple of people got caught up in that weird bubble.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, after we've been doing this for how many years? There are bound to be a few.
Too long.
Getting
on.
It's almost a decade. Yeah. Not and fun. This is the best we've got.
I think this is the best we've got. This is one of the best 1,000 we've got.
It's definitely in the top millennium.
Mike heard me doing the history lines and just suddenly stuck his head around the door as if there was a historical debate going on that he wasn't involved in and he didn't want. Just checking up on our historical accuracy, always.
Of course.
And his knowledge about Boris Becker's
the big
lineage?
Two, of course, yeah.
The big two, I think it's his two hobbies, isn't it?
Yeah, knowing about Boris Becker's dad and the entirety of human history. The big thing. Which also includes Boris Becker's dad.
I know, that's the paradox, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a far bigger part of it than we imagine.
Apparently so. Yeah. That's not a terrible sketch, though, I don't think.
No.
It's fine.
Sort of explains itself a tiny bit too much towards the end.
Well, you know, these things on the internet need to be explained again and again and again because that's how the internet debate works.
Mm. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Richard Catherall and Simon Tui. It was produced by Alistair Turbitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
You might as well just stick your finger under your nose and run around the room shouting. Oh, I can't believe I messed up the word shouting in this sentence.